The bitter cold temperatures is posing some concerns for winter wheat. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. We experienced quite the cold snap over the weekend, and for as far as I'm concerned, those temperatures can stay away for the rest of winter. I would be A-okay with that. But anyway, that cold snap has some potential impacts to our Midwestern winter wheat crops. And USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey explains more.
We will have to be concerned north of the storm's snow footprint with exposure for winter wheat. So as you move again into northeastern Colorado, northern Kansas, Nebraska, and points north and northwest from there, there could be some extreme cold without the benefit of a protective snow cover. We'll have to keep an eye on the health of winter wheat as we move into spring, as we do expect easily sub-zero temperatures across that northern half of the plains, and that will be a concern with winter wheat exposure and winter kill potential.
And at the close of the market day on Thursday, I actually had to take a double take at Minneapolis wheat because it was up 10 cents. And Dwayne Bussey with Bolt Marketing says it was preparing for this past cold weekend and the next couple days.
I know when you said Minneapolis wheat and you said up 10 cents, I almost had to let a woohoo go because, yeah, we haven't heard that in a long time. Wheat should be the leader. It kind of disappointed we couldn't rally sooner this week. This forecast of cold temperatures is falling in the southern plains where they have zero winter, zero snow cover. Now, of course, with this cold, there's a front that moves in first that drops snow in some of these critical areas. That might be a really big deal because if they don't get the snow, but these temperatures get this cold, you could see some winter kill happen. Now, we mention winter kill all the time, and it doesn't usually kill the wheat, but I think it's justified from this price level to put a little weather premium in this market.
We hope you all stayed warm this weekend and continue to stay warm for the next couple cold days. Looks like hopefully by Tuesday should be a little bit better. With your Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.